This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how there is no greater comfort than the gift of eternal life. We've been talking a lot about all the ways God comforts us. We talked about how in some instances He will promptly respond to a situation, or He will turn a dire situation around. He will also take extra care in choosing certain life scenarios that will teach us. But of course, there is no greater comfort than the gift of eternal life. And He teaches us that when He gives His Sermon on the Mount and what He focuses on and what's important to Him, and that's how we love Him and how we love others. Now, He also teaches us about the Pharisees, and He says what not to do sometimes. And we look at the Pharisees and how they paid their tithes religiously. They even gave a tenth of the herbs they had stored in their homes. And of course, they always fasted. And surely one would think during these days that was spiritual greatness, surely to be rewarded with eternal life. But Jesus explains to the contrary. He teaches us that outwardly, these Pharisees portrayed an exemplary image of holiness, but inwardly, where only God can see, they were like whitewashed tombs. It's not that we want to do away with the outer zeal, but we must couple that with the inner zeal. And that is reflective in how we love Him and how we love others. This is the real path to eternal life. So as we think about that for a moment, let us remember these words. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:8. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know there's no greater comfort than eternal life.